where in the Bible will I find the doctrine of purgatory? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for an answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Apostle Peter said, "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." 2 Peter 1:3. Paul tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Purgatory, like the so-called rapture and the practice of selling indulgences, is a fantasy and a figment of imagination in the minds of false teachers. There is no basis in Scripture for such. These things developed as an admixture of pagan observance and in the apostate church, many years after inspired men passed away. God gave us all things that pertain unto life, but He did not give us purgatory. It does not pertain unto life and godliness. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, and as purgatory is not found in the Word of God, we cannot accept it by faith. And anything that is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:23. The whole fabrication of purgatory was devised by the Roman Catholics as one of the richest schemes for raising money. It is universally known that this is one of the most precious doctrines used in their church to collect money. In 1944, during the war, a letter circulated among the military men stating that for a certain amount of money, a priest would guarantee the giver a safe return from battle, or if they should be killed, a guarantee was made to get them out of purgatory. That was a safe proposition, for one killed in battle could not possibly go to a place that did not exist. If everyone would reject the false doctrine of Catholicism and would accept the Word of God alone as the sole source of inspiration, there is no way one could be captivated by the fantasy of purgatory. Hope is in God's Word only, not Catholicism.